And it is great to say hello to Saab Hassan as we walk into his stables. Now, there's a media throng here because you're now in demand, a famous trainer. How's the build-up to the Newmarket going, Saab?
Yeah, good. Horses in good nick. Staff's all excited, and it's good to have a runner that's got an each-way chance.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Now, we just wandered in here. Where is Serious Suspect? Is he nearby?
Yeah, he's out in his yard. We'll go
down. Just wander down and have a chat, and we'll go and have a look at the star himself. The boxes are looking good. It's been well documented how when you're a young kid, you looked out from the commission flats down here at Flemington and dreamt about being a trainer. What's it like when you walk past all these horses in the boxes under your name?
Oh, it's dreams comes true, really, Mike. You know, you dream about it, like you say, and to be training at Chiquita Lodge is an iconic place, and to be in charge of it and watch all your horses happy and growing and developing under our care and supervision, and more importantly, just getting them from, you know, being, say, 66 Raider like Serious Suspect to a 98 Raider running a Group 1 is just exactly what I was dreaming of when I was a child.
Yeah. Are you pinching yourself how well this campaign and the end target has all gone to plan?
I am, but I think if you work hard, things do happen for you, and I've installed that into all my staff, and head down, bum up, and don't worry about fame and fortune. Let's just worry about the animal. I always say they don't know what a $100 note is, but they know what a handful of grass is. So if you're kind to them and you give them plenty of love and care, they'll reward you. And, you know, he's made us proud, and we're so grateful that we can get a horse that was a 66 Raider to nearly 100 Raider running in a Group 1. So that's fantastic. We've done our job.
When did you first put down the plan to say, you know what, I think I could make him a Newmarket horse?
Never thought he'd be a Newmarket horse when I first got him. But when I galloped him, I rang Darren Dance, who gave me the horse to train, and said, look, got a nice horse for you, just do your best. And originally he wanted to send me a horse that was better than Shoreham. He was my pin-up boy. When he sent me this horse, I galloped him, and I rang Darren the following that afternoon and said, you know, this is a serious horse. And he said, oh, that's a serious statement. So we started all the serious jokes. And I said, no, I said, I'm fair dinkum, because Darren's a bit of a larrick and he loves to have a joke. And I said, no, this horse can dead set break 22. I said, he's a serious animal. I said, if we can just tap into his ability, I said, we could have something really good. He's dead set a Saturday City class horse. So that's how it all started. And I then ventured into just making sure that the horse could cope with the stress, because he was a highly strung, stressful horse, and we decided that we'd stick him to Flemington Racing because he wasn't the best traveller, and we run him in a listed race, and he ran third, and then I think everyone took me seriously.
His last two wins have been phenomenal. Is this him over here? Let's go on over here. Is he? His last two wins have been amazing. This continual improvement. What are you putting it down to?
Oh, I think the horse is just putting it together now. He's starting to relax in his races, and he's starting to put it all together. He's out of a Galileo mare. Darren bred him on that lines to get better and better with age. And as you can see, he's just in a good, happy place.
He is.
And I think the system that we've set for him in place, like he goes out in his yard, he's got his little mate there, little pony that he goes to the races with. I think just by keeping him calm, it just gives him an opportunity to perform at his best level. And he's just probably matured now, and he's a sound horse. That's never been an issue, other than probably a couple of little tears that he sustains after every start, muscle tears. As you can see, he went from a highly strung horse to just...
He's just nuzzling into your chest right now.
And just wants to cuddle. So he's a beautiful specimen, and we just love him, you know.
Great personality.
He's got the best personality. He just loves cuddles, and he just loves kindness. And we've everyone's installed kindness into the horse. And, yeah, it's going great, and he's just turned the corner.
What's the game plan come Saturday? You've drawn out wide. Are you happy with that?
I went to bed that night, and I said to my partner, geez, I hope I draw 14. I wake up, and she said, oh, my God, you've drawn 14.
So, are you serious?
Yeah, she said, you're an Nostradamus, but... yeah, that was the Barry I wanted. I know it sounds silly, but I felt that there would be 18 or 24 runners, and with 18 horses in the race, 14's great because it doesn't give a lot of horses a chance to go around me on the outside. He's got speed. It'll be a generally run race, and I think if they go hard and he can come off that fast tempo, that's when you'll probably see the best of him. He doesn't have to lead. Jamie Carr and I have always been on the same page since first time she rode him, and she's also been the reason why this horse is starting to go really good, because she's trialled him a couple of times and got him to relax beautiful. And
what is it about Jamie Carr? How does she do that to the horses?
She's just a freak. She's got great hands. I think with training comes intuition and feeling, and she's got it. She's just got it. And the horses feel that and they sense that. And I suppose what we do on the ground here, she's doing in the saddle. So it works. It works perfect. Brad Rawler did a lot of work on this horse earlier for me. And he's a big player in his horse's success. And when he decided to go to Perth to live, we had to get somebody that was going to understand the horse and know the horse. And I earmarked her just before she started kicking goals. And I suppose that's why we've been lucky that she stuck with us.
Visab Hassan, who's giving his star Serious Suspect a nice old pat as we're having a chat next to his day yard. And I suppose for Jamie to choose him over Zatori, who ran really well last year, must give you even more confidence.
It does. I knew she'd be keen to ride him, only because I had him spot on for that trial and everything was just ticking over perfect, Michael. And I just put no pressure on the young lad. I just said to her, look, trial him on Friday and then let me know if you want to ride him. If you don't, there's no hard feelings. And she jumped off and said she wanted to ride him. So that cemented that and gave me a bit of a boost to think, I think I know what I'm doing, but she thinks I know what I'm doing, so that's great. We're both on the same page. Maybe both of us don't know what we're doing, but it was great to secure services of Jamie, and she's had 2 for 2 on him, so why wouldn't you want her, 100% strike rate.
Are you starting to dream? Is it hard to go to sleep at night? Are you looking at his colours flashing past the posts in your dreams?
Yeah, look, I'm optimistic. I'm always optimistic and a confident person. But I suppose I just believe. I believe in the horse and I believe in our ability and what we do. It's a shame that a lot of other people don't believe in us, which is why we've never probably had the opportunity. And when Darren Dance and I got together, he said, you just need opportunities. You're a good horseman, you're a good trainer, you just need opportunities. If he doesn't win, it's not the end of the world for me, Michael. I think we've achieved what we wanted to achieve, and that's to get this horse into a Group 1 when he was a Class 4 horse when we got him. And we've had him for just under 2 years now, and to me, I think we've won. We've already won. Whether we come first past the post or not, I think we're victorious.
It's a great attitude to have, but it's not just any Group 1. It's the new market. They call it the Melbourne Cup of Sprinters. So what would it mean if you could win that?
Well, if I win the new market, then we'll just die off on the Melbourne Cup and that'll just make my year. I might retire. As I've said, Michael, it's the Melbourne Cup of Sprinters. Mm. So, yeah, it's of course, it's like a Melbourne Cup for sprinters. So that's, it is a dream come true to have a runner in it. If you happen to win it, well, it's just unexplainable.
How big is the operation now? Because I know you've got a farm at Tobilk nowadays as well. So are you slowly starting to expand?
Oh, we've expanded because I felt that the horses needed other avenues. And I looked into my training, and I've always had this in the back of my mind, I looked into my training to give these horses a different approach. Like people don't realise, but we still go to the beach. Altona's only 15 minutes away. So the horses can go to the beach, have a bit of a relaxation. They can go to the farm, get trained on the farm. If they're not happy, they can do a couple of weeks there. They can come to Flemington, and we just gives us options, and that's what they need. And in order to be competitive, that's what you need, and you need numbers. And we can only have X amount of horses here at Flemington. And I am a hands-on type of trainer, and that restricts me from doing the things that I want to do. In the sense that, you want to be there, you can't be everywhere. So we've kept our numbers at a low, and we're still probably a boutique professional stable, if you want to call us that. But yeah, having two bilk just gives me a chance to break in my babies, get up in the morning, have some sabi time, you know, just start sitting back and watching the animals in their natural environment, running around, and I've learned a lot more. And Brian Mayfield-Smith gave me that tip years ago when he retired. I went and shook his hand, and he was an inspiration to me as a trainer. He knocked off Tommy Smith off his pedestal, and he was a freak trainer. And he said to me that he learnt more when he went to the farm at the A than he's ever learnt in a lifetime. And that got me thinking, and I thought, you know what, I'd love to watch these animals grow up from the time that they're born, and we breed a couple as well. So I watch them grow up, I watch their habits, what they do, how they eat, how they sleep, and it's made me a better horse trainer, I reckon.
Well, is there a big team going to be hitting headquarters on Saturday? Fans and family and friends?
Yeah, look, my partner's coming down for the race. She's got a ticket, so she's excited that the COVID's settled down. And I think it's great for the club, and it's great for everyone to get out and all the owners, because we've been locked up for too long. Yeah. And it's been tough for the owners, you know, paying all them exorbitant fees. And it's great to see him back at the races. And it's just good to see that we're sort of getting back to some normality. And I just want to add to, just want to hope that Brett Scott's all right. He's a good mate of mine. And I just heard the news driving down from the farm this morning, so you know, hopefully everything works out good.
Yeah, everyone echoes those sentiments. Saab, it's been a remarkable run with this boy who is next to you. He clearly loves you, serious suspect.
Michael, he loves anyone that wants to give him a pat, he loves. But the staff have done a good job with him, and couldn't be happier and prouder.
Mate, enjoy the build-up. Best of luck on Saturday in the Newmarket with Sirius.
Thanks, Michael.
Saab Hassan here with Sirius Suspect. He loves this horse. He is a beautiful, beautiful galloper. And as we go to a break, on the other side of this, we'll have a chat to Mickey Guerin with all the news in New Zealand. Let's relive Sirius Suspect's win in the Standish.